This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
It has been described as a hideously destructive substance and the most addictive drug in the world. Methamphetamine is a drug with high potential for widespread abuse due to the portability of its manufacture. Canada's meth problem is worst in British Columbia, and a recent survey suggests that one in five BC students know of someone who has used it. Mark McLaughlin is Executive Director of Crystal Meth Society of BC, and he has traveled across the province of British Columbia delivering his Be Crystal Clear prevention message to thousands of students. Mark brought that message to Nanaimo recently with nearly 300 middle school pupils who gathered for a presentation. Mark McLaughlin joins us on the phone from Victoria. Welcome to People First Radio, Mark.
Thank you, Kevin.
Mark, you last appeared on People First Radio in March of 2009, about a year ago, from Port Alberni. How many presentations have you delivered, Mark, and what are the numbers of pupils that have attended the meth prevention show?
Well, our total audience over the last 3 years or so is just recently past 50,000 students. So that adds up to literally hundreds of presentations, and approximately 250 to 350 students per presentation as a target audience.
And schools are not the only places that you make these presentations.
That's true. Our delivery model is as follows. We do school shows in the daytime. Our presentations fit into a standard school period, and we often do two or three shows in a row. And then in the evenings, we do community hall presentations, again, in a school library or theater or a gym or anywhere in the community that we can garner an audience. And also, we work with media like yourself throughout the entire delivery cycle to raise awareness in the community. So service clubs, service providers, even and including federal prisons, provincial jails, and youth detention centers across the province.
What have you seen and heard from the groups you've presented to in the years since 2005 when you embarked on this work?
Well, what we observe is that the presentations and the education programs are having an impact, and we believe that meth use has dropped to a degree. But what we also observe is that as meth gets a bad name, it moves sideways and gets increasingly cut into other street drugs. So, for instance, it is now a commonplace that ecstasy tablets sold on the street are cut with crystal meth. Odds are, you know, better than even that there's going to be something in that tablet beyond what's the advertised substance. An example, in Victoria not long ago, we had half a dozen young kids overdose on pills sold to them as ecstasy, and they spent 3 days in the emergency ward at the hospital and could have died. When the pills were analyzed, they were 100% crystal meth. So what's being sold to people is, even the drug dealers don't know what's in the pill, nor do they care. You're really rolling the dice and taking a huge risk when you expose yourself to street drugs.
You've said that the greatest pressure on young people to start using drugs doesn't come from drug pushers, it comes from their peers. Tell us more about that.
Well, we observe a wide variety of ways that people fall prey to drug use and drug exposure. Certainly an uninformed peer offering something without a second thought is one way, and others are pressured into it by individuals who actively target young people to expose them to these materials. Young girls, for instance, are targeted so that they can be sexually exploited. And basically, any kind of resource that a young person has, that's what is targeted by drug dealers and their distribution networks, who simply want to harvest whatever resources they can from anyone that they encounter, and they have absolutely no care or concern about those individuals at all.
Now, Mark, I attended the presentation that you gave in Nanaimo recently at Fairview Community School, and I spoke briefly after the presentation with Fairview School Principal Karina Yunk. Here is some of what she had to say.
Yes, we'd invited students in grade 6 and 7 from Bayview, from Mountain View, from Solaire, and there were all students from grade 5, 6, and 7.
Why was this done?
We saw the crystal meth presentation a couple of years ago, and when the information came to our school this year, I circulated it, and one of the teachers said, absolutely, we need to do this again.
You were there for the presentation. I sat in on it as well. What were some of your thoughts as you saw the presentation in the school setting and the school that you work in?
I think it's always interesting for elementary schools to say, we don't have to worry about that. That's really a high school issue. Because we're an inner city school, we know that we do have to worry about it. We know that our kids have exposure to drugs, to alcohol, to abuse, and they need to have information. They want that information. And that was very obvious today, not just for our school, but for all the schools who were there. The hands that went up at the end of the presentation were really powerful. Kids wanted information.
Did you get any immediate feedback on the way out, so to speak? It's half an hour since the presentation ended.
I did. A student I don't know came up to me and said, I made a decision a long time ago not to do drugs. My parents did drugs. I didn't get to see them for a year. So for me, that's a powerful testimonial right there.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. Mark McLaughlin is the Executive Director of the BC Crystal Meth Society. He joins us on the phone from Victoria. Mark, when we spoke about your work in presenting to school students, you mentioned the forest of hands that go up when you ask for questions at the end of a meth prevention show, and I witnessed that at Fairview School. What are the most common concerns and questions you hear from children and youth?
We get a wide variety of questions, and it is a very supportive environment to allow that to occur. Literally many, many dozens and dozens of hands are in the air at any given time wishing to speak. Some of the questions are simple ones of questions of fact, but other ones are much more substantive, and the simple ones help support the delivery of the more substantive ones. We get questions like, what can you do if a family member's using? What can you do to help a friend who's using? What does a detox, you know, rehab cycle look like? What resources might be available locally in the community? How do you get free from these situations? How do you say no or protect yourself from people who are trying to pressure you into usage? These are very serious questions, and when you think for a moment that these are being presented in front of an audience of hundreds of a person's peers, that's an outstanding example of the desire for information and the guts, if you like, that these children exhibit by simply putting their hand in the air and being available to be called upon, and then having the guts to speak in front of a room full of their peers. There's a lot of grown-ups who would be challenged to achieve that, I tell you.
Now, Crystal Meth Society of BC has been around for about 5 years. What are some of your hopes and plans, or the organization's hopes and plans for its immediate and its future down the road, Mark?
Well, our biggest challenge right now is financial. We have little or no financial resources, so the organization runs largely volunteer. We haven't been able to convince government agencies to fund these deliveries in spite of having over 50,000 students who have been very keen to receive them. So we labor in that area. We are looking for patrons, donors, sponsors. We have a train-the-trainer program that can help us bolster the ranks of those who can do these presentations and deliveries. But meantime, we continue a pace with writing grant applications and things of that nature to try and secure financial support to bolster the delivery of these messages in schools across the province. And I think there's a demonstrated audience of need. In the year 08, we presented to over 22,000 students in just 8 months. I think that demonstrates an audience of interest, so we're just trying to garner support to help secure the delivery of those resources to those audiences.
Mark McLaughlin, we have just a moment left. I'm wondering, is there anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today?
Thank you. Yes, recently in Nanaimo, there was a drug arrest that seized several kilograms of crystal meth. So this is definitely a pertinent topic in your region and in all regions across the province. I think it's important that people get a chance to understand that the meth just wants more meth, and it is a different kind of substance than many of the other ones that challenge our youth, I think it's important and urgent that knowledge about how meth works be made available to students, parents, families, and communities. That knowledge can help deliver positive choices regarding all the other street drugs as well, and other choices about behaviors that can have negative outcomes in young lives.
Thanks very much, Mark, for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you very much.
And thank you also for inviting me to the presentation at Fairview School. I appreciated that very much.
Thank you for attending.
Okay. Bye-bye, Mark.
Bye now.
Mark McLaughlin is the executive director of the BC Crystal Meth Society. Crystal meth is one of the street names used for methamphetamine. It belongs to a family of drugs called amphetamines, powerful stimulants that speed up the central nervous system. Crystal meth can be smoked, snorted, swallowed, or injected. It is a major problem in Canada and the U.S., as well as in Australia, New Zealand, Thailand, and Japan. There are an estimated 35 million users worldwide. A recent survey conducted by the Victoria-based Crystal Meth Society of BC found that one in every five students who filled out their survey form said they knew of someone using crystal meth, and nearly half said they knew of someone using ecstasy, which is often cut with crystal meth. You can find out more about drugs prevention work being done in British Columbia at www.crystalmethbc.ca.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.